It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just tuning in to today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Carrie is on the phone, and Carrie might have to move after she makes her phone call because she wants to call her new neighbor. Apparently, this dude hates Carrie, and she has no idea why. He moved in just a little bit ago. She's been trying to introduce herself to him because she also thinks that he's cute. She waved at him a few times. He's just ignored her. She walked up to his door to try to say hi, and he just shut it in her face. And then she made him some cookies, left it on his porch with a little note. He walked outside, stomped out the cookies, and then kicked the plate. And she has no idea why this guy doesn't like her so much. So she got a hold of the Homeowners Association and got his phone number. And now she's about to call him and see if she can figure it out. All right, Carrie, are you ready to go?
Yep, let's do it.
God, are you sure you want to do this? Are you just the type of person who can't stand when somebody doesn't like you?
I mean, it's not that I can't stand someone not liking me, but I want people to be decent with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, at least treat me like a human being.
Are you angry with him over the cookie incident?
A little bit. I mean, it took me a lot of time to make those cookies, and I like that plate that's completely shattered now. So.
Yeah, he did ruin your plate.
Yeah, I want to know why he would do something like that and why he won't even, like, acknowledge my existence.
Okay, well, my advice is I would just start by being polite. Don't really come at him mean, and just see if maybe you can figure out why he doesn't like you.
And don't let on too much that you've been staring at him through your windows, observing every move he makes, because that may put him off.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Matthew?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carrie. I'm your neighbor from across the way.
Hi.
Hi.
I help you?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to call because I've seen you around, and I thought maybe I could introduce myself and maybe, you know, get to know you better.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that's a nice thing to do. I mean, it's good to get to know your neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, where'd you come from? Where did you move from?
Oh, you know, I just moved from kind of like a few blocks away. I'm just, you know, this was a better deal. How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
I've been here for like a couple of years. I'm the neighbor who lives across the street from you, in case you're curious.
Yeah, no, that's good for you. That's good. That's great.
You sound really nice.
Thank you, I think. I try to be a nice person.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, I've just had this kind of feeling from our interactions that we've had that you don't really like me, and I want to know why. Like, what did I do?
What interactions have we had? I don't even know who you are.
I mean, you know, you've seen me. There have been times we both have been out of the house, and you've been mean to me, and I just don't really know what I did that would, you know, instigate that.
I've been mean to you? How have I been mean to you?
I mean, I waved at you and you completely ignored me. And I don't know if you remember this, but a while back I was walking up to your porch when you were there and you stood up, looked at me, and then just turned around and closed the door in my face.
Oh my God.
Like, okay. Did we know each other or something in college? Like, did we work together?
Oh, man.
I want to know. It's been eating me up.
I'm really sorry that inadvertently.
I mean, I don't understand why you're laughing.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the situation. There's actually a pretty good explanation for all of this.
I'd love to hear it because this has been like really awkward for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not ignoring you. I'm not being mean. I'm blind.
What?
Yeah, I'm blind.
Oops.
I thought that line would be funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like you got your signals a little messed up, Carrie.
Hello? What's going on?
Oh, hey. What's up, Matthew? Oh, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Are you familiar?
I don't. Are you guys also live in the neighborhood?
No.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show, and Carrie listens to the show. We do a segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Calls, where if you have an issue with somebody, you can email us. We'll give you advice on how to handle the conversation as long as you make that phone call on the show. And that's what Carrie was doing. She thought you hated her because you weren't talking to her, but turns out you just didn't know she existed, literally.
Okay. Well, hi, guys.
Hi, hey. Matthew.
Yeah, you're pleasant. You don't sound like a maniac.
God, I'd love to live next to you. The way she was describing you to us, I thought you were going to be a mass murderer.
No, not a mass murderer. You know, just living my life here. You said awkward Tuesday, right? This is both of those things.
Yes, it's a pretty awkward phone call for sure.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
With you. No, not kidding. I'm as serious as I've ever been.
I mean, I had no idea.
I mean, you saw my cane, right?
Well, I thought it was like a dog leash, you know.
What?
He's got a dog leash?
What universe do you live in?
I mean, to be fair, I do have a dog, but I mean, maybe the dog was just, you know, using the facilities outside and it was off the harness, but it's pretty much always on the harness. So.
Oh, my God.
I also usually, I mean, I almost always have my sunglasses on, too. But, I mean, I guess.
I mean, I just thought the sunglasses was like, oh, you're a cool dude that doesn't want to harm your eyes with UV rays, you know, like, whatever.
Carrie, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
You're not blind, right?
Yeah, who's the actual blind one here?
Andy's funny.
That is a fair question.
No, I'm just joking. Look, I mean, really, it is an honest mistake. I'm really sorry that I made you feel badly. I just, nothing personal.
What about the cookies, though? Yeah. I left cookies on your porch, and you stomped on them and kicked them off your porch. Like, why did
you
do that?
Was this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. This has been gnawing at me for the last bit of time, let me tell you. I did not know what that was. I stepped outside. I thought that somebody had left, like, a bag of dog poop on the porch or something. I was stepping on it, trying to get it off the bottom of my shoes.
So you just stepped out your door and into something that you didn't know what it was? It was a plate of cookies that she had left for you.
Oh, no. I stomped that really good.
I stomped that really good.
I did. I thought I'm new to the neighborhood. I didn't know if this was some sort of hazing or something.
Like some kids are messing around, leaving flaming dog poop on your porch or something?
Something. I don't know. Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like a class A idiot right now. Oh, my gosh.
I think I owe you a plate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard a crack of some kind, and I figured that it might have been a porcelain or something, but I didn't really care. Oh. I'm sorry. If I'd known they were cookies, I would not have done that. I mean, I really like cookies, actually. I mean, who doesn't like cookies?
Right? Yeah, if I would have stepped on something squishy on my porch, I'm not reaching down to feel what it is either. Like, I'll just let that one be a mystery.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I went through all of this, and you're blind.
No, it's fine. I mean, I lots of people probably could make that mistake.
Well, would you like to come over for dinner so I can make it up to you? Like, I can help you over to my house since you definitely don't know where I live.
I mean, I'm sure you live in the neighborhood. I mean, if you ring a bell and make sure there aren't cars coming, I'm sure I could make my way over there. I mean,
Oh my God, yeah. Matthew, I adore you.
Fun. And I mean, honestly, look, no, how about this? If you make dinner, just at least let me bring the wine, okay? I mean, I'm maybe blind, but I've actually got a pretty solid palate.
Hey, okay. All right, Matthew.
Like a date night.
That sounds great.
Wait, is this a date?
Is that a date? I mean,
Oh.
I guess it could be a date if we want
it
to be a date.
It's just a neighborly thing, and we don't have to put labels on anything,
yeah,
you guys.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh my
yeah.
God, you guys are really freaking cute.
I just can't
stand it.
Well, congratulations, Carrie. You got your issue all figured out. And
yes.
Matthew, it sounds like you're going to be sleeping with your neighbor soon. And that's also a good thing.
You both, stop it.